comfortable environment. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free sedation and hybrid dental implant seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry on Monday, February 12th to understand your dental options. Seating is limited, so register today at 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. That's 301-530-2434 or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero-Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Very tricky this morning. Please allow plenty of time. The troubles, the freezing temperatures, slick conditions, and a number of accidents. They just keep popping up. One of our latest problems, Maryland Interstate 95 near 198 in the northbound direction crash. And I'm watching this here live in the cameras. They're just putting everything over to the left shoulder now. Nonetheless, though, very slow. Be very cautious. Northbound 95 near the ICC for those delays to get up toward 198 in the Laurel area. On 50, making your travels in on 50 now near 450 parole for the crash that was blocking one lane. Inside the Beltway through Chevrolet, starting to see some slowdowns here. Getting through town, DC crews notifying us that there's some water in the roadway as you head southbound 295 near Howard Road. They've dispatched the salt truck to head out there, so some slick conditions. On Maryland's 70, I-70 in the West Friendship area near 32, had two tractor trailers involved in the crash there, and they needed to get the crews out there to retreat the surface as well. 270 currently, I don't have any incidents, but not only the main roads, bridges, ramps, overpasses, secondary roads, everybody, you need to watch where you're heading this morning. Extra time definitely needed. Metro Rail on time, but watch even walking to Metro Rail as well. Update sponsored by Debt Hotline. Are you buried in credit card debt or student loan debt? Well, learn how to reduce your debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call now for free advice, 800-471-0216. That's 800-471-0216. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Windy and cold for us here today. Milder temperatures heading through midweek. Mix of clouds and sun today with gusty northwest winds. Highs only in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy overnight, 27. Tuesday, milder mid to upper 40s. I'm Ken Boone at the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 32 in Burke, 29 in Hyattsville, 34 at Reagan National. Several school systems have announced delays today. Get the complete list at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630,
WMAL.
Good morning. Monday morning, 6:08. Joining us at 7:05, you're not going to want to miss this, Joe DeGeneva. He is fired up about the memo. I'm sure he has so much to tell us. We have a lot of questions for him. It is going to be very informative. At 7:35, if you're one of those people who watches the Super Bowl for the ads, you are not going to want to miss Tim Burke. He's an ad guru. At 8:05, it's General Jack Keenan. At 8:15, Deputy White House Press Secretary Raj Shah to talk about that memo and a whole lot more. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnade.
It's all over. The Philadelphia Eagles winning 41-33 in Minneapolis last night as they faced off against the Patriots there. Unbelievable stuff. Tom Brady brought the Patriots to a lead in the fourth quarter, but it wasn't enough to overcome Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles squad, who looked really good. Nick Foles also getting a receiving touchdown yesterday, scored on receiving points, rather, and looked, it was amazing. And that's after Tom Brady had dropped a pass. Earlier in the game, they had tried to both teams attempting trick plays where they would throw the ball to the quarterback. Tom Brady couldn't do it. Nick Foles did. So that was, you know, put that one in the record books. There is something Tom Brady can't do, and it's catch a pass, and that he failed to do that yesterday. The game was remarkable for any number of reasons, including it is the Eagles' first Super Bowl victory. The Patriots have enough. Can we all just admit that? They've got enough Super Bowl victories, although Tom Brady looked as dour as any man would if he had just lost one. But Tom Brady walking away, leaving the field as the confetti poured down, the white and green confetti pouring down for the Philadelphia Eagles last night.
Is this because, is that why so many people were rooting for the Eagles? I saw a lot of people rooting for the Eagles originally, I saw very anti-Patriots sentiment. Now, I personally didn't care. You know, I'm not that big of a fan. But is that why people wanted the Eagles to win, because the Patriots have won before, or was it an anti-Tom Brady thing?
There's a lot going on there. I mean, there's a lot of people who think that the NFL has sucked up to the Patriots for many years and that have treated them disproportionately well. There were jokes last week, I think, two weeks ago, coming out of the AFC Championship, that, like, I guess a referee was caught on camera, like, I don't know, like high-fiving Tom Brady or hugging him at the end. So the notion was that even the refs are Patriots fans and the whole NFL's tilted against everybody else. And so there's always been a constant tension about whether the NFL is pro-Patriots, or then when they went after them for Deflategate with the idea that the balls were underinflated, that the NFL was being unfair to the Patriots. So it's very mercurial the way the Patriots have a relationship with the NFL. But everyone else in the NFL, all the other teams, they all take it out on the Patriots. And also, the Eagles came into this underdogs. They were, you know, you're facing off against Tom Brady, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. And see if you can't win this thing. And they did. And they looked really good doing it. It was a shootout. The score just kept climbing and climbing and climbing. Defensive pressure, not great yesterday, but it came in when it mattered. The Eagles forcing a fumble at a pivotal moment in the fourth quarter. But for the most part, the quarterbacks sort of got away with not many sacks or knockdowns. Now, all that said, the game was interesting for all the same reasons any Super Bowl is interesting. In addition to the game being good, the halftime show was something to talk about. Let's put it that way. Justin Timberlake's audio was horrendous yesterday, and he didn't even seem like he was singing all that much. He occasionally would put the microphone to his mouth, but for the most part, it was the backing track that was playing, and it looked like he was just basically lip-syncing the whole thing. Very, very little of Justin Timberlake's performance qualities came through on an otherwise good-looking halftime show. And let's go to cut five. Here's some of Justin Timberlake performing the Super Bowl 52 halftime show. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, the audio doesn't sound that good. It sounded like that last night. If you missed this, the audio was terrible. I don't know who the sound guy was, but it wasn't just the sound guy. It was Justin Timberlake himself. He barely had raised that microphone to his mouth for much of the song. It was sort of the set design and the fact that they lit Minneapolis up purple and kind of all these other sort of like gimmicky digital things made it look cool. But Justin's actual performance, I don't know, I kind of found it wanting, and I was not alone last night.
I thought it was odd that he didn't just have an earpiece with the microphone already, so he didn't have to hold the microphone. That, you know,
yeah,
but
why not do the old pop star? Yeah, earpiece.
What I saw of it, because I was doing different things during the Super Bowl, so I did happen to see and hear the halftime show because I was in and out of the room, like I said, doing a bunch of stuff. I didn't think it was terrible, but again, I wasn't sitting there watching it and analyzing it, and I was just a casual observer to it. Excuse me, and I thought it was all right.
Yeah, I mean, again, visually, looked good. Audio-wise, not happy with it. I thought it was one thing. And meanwhile, there was questions over who would be included. Janet Jackson, NSYNC, would we get any of that? We didn't get either of those. But we did get a Prince tribute. Here's what it sounded like as Justin Timberlake played for Prince. This is cut four. Prince joined him on stage, so to speak, simply by being a projection on a giant piece of fabric. So you see like a giant Prince up on this fabric. Remember after 9/11, they had a giant sheet up and all of the names of the victims from 9/11
yes.
were up there. Same kind of deal. The sheet was up high, except this was a projection of Prince, who's, of course, from Minnesota. And Justin Timberlake, it had leaked on Friday from TMZ that this was happening, that there was going to be a Prince hologram, right? And it didn't happen. So the reason for that is, in part, is because Prince had expressed prior to his death that he hated when people would have, when performances would include dead people as holograms. He felt it was ghoulish, and he even called it demonic. And those comments, as soon as it came out on Friday that there may be a Prince hologram involved in Justin Timberlake's show, his family started speaking out against it. The media was going crazy. People were pulling up Prince's old comments. And it appears if they changed it, this is what they changed it to.
I thought the song choice was odd. I Will Die For You. I thought it was a very odd song choice. I watched that and went, oh, okay, this is really weird. I thought it was just, I don't know. I would not have chosen that song if I were Justin Timberlake, and but I am not.
They lit up the stadium outside with Prince's gender logo and things. It looked cool, but it was crazy. Questions. Let's pause for a moment. We'll come back in a second. But I want to tell you about what happened in Philadelphia last night. Because you'd think when you win, you kind of control yourself. Nope. Not in Philly.
And Tim Burt will be joining us at 7:35 to talk to us about all those ads, the ones you saw, maybe some you missed, at 6:15 on WMAL. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Mary, you have me. I didn't think about that song choice.
See?
Interesting.
You and I should have done the halftime show.
All right. Well, a lot of kids, I'm sure, stayed up late to watch the Super Bowl, and now a lot of kids have a two-hour delay because we have slick conditions out there this morning. It's really tricky. We've had a number of accidents, and they keep coming. One of our latest spin-outs, 66 East, as you come in toward the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. But it looks like a VDOT truck has just come up to the scene here. Arrow boards there, and it's not causing any delays. But, again, it's very telling about the spin-out, the crash on Maryland's 95 northbound at 198. That's now clear to the shoulder, but major tie-ups here heading north from the ICC. Southbound very slow through that stretch as well. Now, initially, crews were sent out to treat south both sides for the slick conditions, but obviously had the northbound crash there, so be very careful. On the trip heading through West Friendship, I-70 westbound at 32 had two tractor trailers involved in a crash. They needed to call the fire trucks out there. They had to put water on the accident. Now we have slick conditions, so they're retreating the surface. 270, I don't have any early incidents here, so coming southbound, just the volume through Urbana and Hyattstown. And for everybody, be very careful. It's just not the bridges, ramps, overpasses. You see we have them on the major roadways, secondary roadways with accidents. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out that WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a mix of clouds and sun with gusty winds this morning. Winds 20 to 30 miles an hour, a high of 37 tonight. Partly cloudy this evening with more clouds overnight, a low of 27. And then tomorrow, again, a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 47. Currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 6:18 on WMAL.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
All right. Philadelphia in chaos after last night's victory. By the way, I'm still in awe of the fact that Nick Foles both threw and received a touchdown, becoming the first player to do both in NFL history in a Super Bowl. But I freaked out yesterday when Nick Foles caught that touchdown pass, a fourth down reverse throw to the quarterback. And then my poor little 3.5-year-old was like, Daddy, why are you yelling? Stop it. You're scaring me. I'm sorry, baby. It's a big game. Meanwhile, let's talk about what happened in Philadelphia last night. Forget just a little bit of screaming in a living room. This is nuts. So Philadelphia fans are going crazy. Last night, yeah, let's go to cut two. Last night, there's all these images that are still coming out of Philadelphia. I'm sure they're still partying at this moment. But there were people burning things. You see fire in the streets. People are literally climbing everybody. Everybody's drunk. It's Philadelphia. And there's a fan who stoops over. They have police horses, right? They have police horses wandering the streets trying to, like, be riot control. Well, the police horses, they poop, okay? On the street. Well, this is actual video that was shooting around social media last night of a fan who stooped over and ate horse poop in front of a crowd of Philadelphia fans at their urging. They were urging him. Listen to this. Listen to the audio. Here's him diving into it. And he eats it. What is wrong with these people? This is so bizarre. What? Even at the drunkest I've ever been in my entire life, which I promise I never have. I've never been drunk. But that said, never. Are you kidding me? Eating horse poop off the ground? And the funny thing is, as he's kneeling over, he's got an eagle scarf on, right? And the scarf is like falling towards, as gravity takes it, falling towards the pile. And he does it to ensure that his scarf doesn't get dirty. He picks it up and throws it over his shoulder. As if getting the scarf dirty was in any way the most of his worries.
Having gone to college outside of Philadelphia for 4 years, spent a lot of time there. And what did I tell you about the fans? One of the reasons I was not rooting for Philadelphia is their fans are just tasteless.
Oh, come on. Well, that one got
see
a good taste
there?
Of, got a good taste of something
there?
Last night. Here's one woman who's very excited.
Did it really happen? To the last second of the game, I didn't think it was going to happen. And it just doesn't feel real yet.
Doesn't feel real yet. Well, it's real, honey. And now look around at your city. Because there's this audio here at Cut 6. This is what happens to Toyota Priuses if they sit idle in the middle of Philadelphia after a Super Bowl victory. That's the sound of a Prius being flipped over in the street. There you go. Well, at least they took out a Prius, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't that make you a little bit more pro-Philly at the end of this?
I'm pretty much convinced that if you buy a Prius, one of the options you have are either a Bernie sticker or a Hillary sticker. That's one of the options included
in
the package.
Straight off the line with one.
Yep,
right. Meanwhile, the Ritz-Carlton did not fare well in Philadelphia because there were a bunch of Philly fans that were jumping up on it and then they're doing trust falls off the top of it, like literally falling backwards into the crowd. Well, a bunch of Philly fans all climbed up on top of the awning at the front of the Ritz-Carlton and it collapsed. Here's the sound. It's gone.
And nothing says I love my team like trashing the Ritz-Carlton, because that just says I love Philly right there.
Oh, my God. And by the way, all credit to Pink. She nailed the national anthem yesterday. Excellent. Excellent.
This is a great job.
622 here on WMAL.
You can have the best of both. Market gains with added safety. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. And enjoy your retirement. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep. And the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
In financial times like these, we all want common sense investment advice from a reliable source. Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. You can get valuable insights on current market conditions and perspective on your own money and investments every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL.
To reach Greg, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
6:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero around the entire metropolitan area. Everybody, please take it easy. You just want to allow plenty of time to get where you're going and plenty of braking distance. We've had several incidents with the icy, slick conditions. Take your Maryland Interstate 95. We're bunched up each direction between 198 and Maryland 200, the ICC. The crash had been northbound near 198. And still see that activity over there to the shoulder. So definitely a focal point of some of those delays. Now let's take you 198 just off of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. I should say east of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway for the crash. So 198 slowing in each direction there. BW Parkway, George Washington Parkway. Don't have any incidents. Did have a crash on the Rock Creek Parkway near Beach Drive. That's been cleared. Inbound though on the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge for our 66 eastbound commuters. Crash in the left lane but not causing any delays. It was a single car that spun out. Interstate 95, slowest delay right now that I'm seeing for you. Dale City to Woodbridge had the crash and Dumfries that was over to the shoulder, not causing any delays there. And finally, here's a way that you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably cold temperatures for us here again today. Back to more seasonable readings for Tuesday. Partly cloudy skies today with gusty northwest winds, high 37. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 38 degrees at 626 on WMAL.
Jimmy Kimmel hosts an ABC late night show, as you know, and he was doing a podcast recently. Over the weekend, he sat for a recording of a podcast, an event called Pod Save America is the name of the podcast. It's a popular resistance podcast. It's the podcast of the resistance. In fact, they average like 1.5 million listens per episode. It's composed of a bunch of former Obama staffers who all do a podcast together, basically. And they were interviewing Jimmy Kimmel, and he said the following about the fact that so many of the talk show hosts are liberal. Quote, "It just so happens that almost every talk show host is liberal, and that's because it requires a level of intelligence."
You mean his staffers?
Stop giggling,
Mike
McKay.
Intelligence. The people who actually
serious.
Put the show together need a level of intelligence. He just sits there and reads the teleprompter, right? I mean, he has some in interviews, but I think he's taking a little bit more credit than what he deserves.
I just didn't realize when comedians became so conventional and mainstream and always thinking the same exact thing as the government. When was that? When was that a popular time in comedy? It's good to have writers. Also, it's good to pretend you never did the Man Show.
Yeah.
627 on WMAL.
Trampolines.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Call toll-free at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 7 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, Think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL, the memo released. We have some information for you on that. Also, don't forget Joe DeGenova will be joining us at 7:05 to discuss it as well. A vote on the government shutdown. Could we be seeing another shutdown? And the Super Bowl ads, there's so much coming up. It's 6:30. It's time for WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. All of yesterday's rain has turned into this morning's ice. Many school systems have delayed opening this morning, and we've just had our first closing. Here's the latest. Loudoun County schools are now closed. They were opening 2 hours late. They've changed their minds. Loudoun County now closed. These schools for now opening 2 hours late: Fauquier, Fredericksburg, Prince William, Spotsylvania, and Stafford County schools in Virginia. In Maryland, these schools opening 2 hours late: Anne Arundel, Calvert, Carroll, Charles, Frederick, Howard, Montgomery, and Prince George's County schools all opening 2 hours late. Get the latest on closings and delays at WMAL.com. Philadelphia happily hung over this morning.
The city of Philadelphia finally has a Super Bowl champion. The confetti flies, and it's the color of green.
Kevin Harlan with the call on Westwood One as the Eagles hold on to beat the Patriots 41-33 in the most offensive game in NFL history. Really, 1,151 yards of offense, and there was no defense to speak of. Just one sack and one punt the entire game, and the crowd went wild.
It's unreal. Nobody thought we would do it. Like, we're on top of the world.
Fans flooded Broad Street in Philadelphia after the game. Several light poles were torn down, windows smashed, a gas station looted, and a car flipped over. An Iraqi government spokesman has now confirmed that the drawdown of American forces from Iraq has begun following Baghdad's declaration of victory over ISIS. This is the first reduction in the 3.5 years since the U.S. first launched airstrikes in Iraq. We're racing the clock again towards another government shutdown later this week. The government runs out of money on Thursday, and there appears to be little progress on immigration talks. Leaders from both parties say they do not expect another shutdown, but it's not clear there are enough votes to pass another extension either. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,521, the NASDAQ at 72,41. In sports, the Maryland men beat Wisconsin while the Maryland women handle Nebraska. The Caps fall at home to Las Vegas. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Are you missing teeth? Maybe they're damaged. You know, that can keep you obviously from eating the foods you love. It affects your job. It affects your relationships. Every aspect of your life. Hey, this is Vince Colonnais. Do what I did and trust your smile to Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling. You know, it doesn't really matter how long it's been since you've seen a dentist. The Cascade Center for Dental Health's excellent staff creates a warm, no criticism, no judgment environment. What sets Cascades apart? Experience. The surgeons at the Cascade Center are first class when it comes to the most complex of dental cases. In fact, Dr. Ruparelia is one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the D.C. area. Why would you go anywhere else? Cascades can perform your procedure in one office with one doctor, in many cases in just one day, saving you both time and money. You owe it to yourself to see Cascades' many success stories at CascadesDental.com. Call 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
Hey there, it's Larry O'Connor, and for the past year, I've been telling you about EMP 180 Weight Loss and all the great things they have to offer to anyone looking to begin their weight loss journey. But I was thinking, maybe the best way to describe EMP 180 Weight Loss would be to tell you what they're not. EMP 180 Weight Loss is not a workout program. It's not about one more rep or how often you're in the gym. In fact, the team at EMP 180 Weight Loss recommends you not focus on exercise, but rather on nutrition. EMP 180 Weight Loss is not a crash diet. There are no appetite suppressants, no intense calorie restrictions. You will not count your calories, and you will not go hungry. And most importantly, EMP 180 Weight Loss is not hard. In fact, it should be one of the easiest decisions you can make for yourself, for your family, and for your health. So take the weight off and keep it off for life. Schedule your consultation today. Locations in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Today is Super Sick Monday. Nearly 14 million Americans who watched last night's big game called out sick from work today, and Mr. Mucus is offended. He takes being sick seriously. But when you're really sick, take Mucinex.
635 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Interstate 95 in Laurel slows each direction. Now the crash that we had northbound near 198, that's been cleared to the shoulder. New one southbound right in that same area. Crews had been out retreating that road surface even earlier this morning with the icy conditions. So it looks like still problematic. So southbound 95 between 198 and 200. Watch for the new accident. Everyone, please take it easy this morning. The black ice, we've had a situation as everyone tries to get out and about this morning. Maryland, Virginia, D.C., everyone dealing with spots that are definitely treacherous with the black ice. 66 eastbound, one spent out inbound over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge in the left lane on 395. Right now, as you come off the beltway through Landmark, I'm just looking at the volume there. We did have a crash in Dumfries, northbound 95 at 234. That was over to the shoulder. Now, we're still dealing with some water problems in through town. D.C. crews are aware of it. They're sending crew out here southbound 295 as you come up to Howard Road, and that was along the left side. The water didn't drain properly, so now they have to treat that surface there. And to the Wilson Bridge, starting to see your backups beginning right as you approach 210 Maryland in toward Virginia with travel lanes reported open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Windy and cold today. Mix of clouds and sun. High 37. 27 tonight. Partly cloudy. Upper 40s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 35 in Springfield, 37 in Greenbelt, 38 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630,
WMAL.
Good morning. A lot coming up for you. Joe DeGenova joins us at 7:05 to discuss that Pfizer memo out Friday. His analysis, I've been waiting all weekend for it, so we'll have it at 7:05. 7:35, Tim Burt, he's an ad guru, going to talk about these Super Bowl ads, break them down in a way that no one else can. 8:05, General Jack Keane will be here on Mornings on the Mall talking about North Korea, a lot to say there. And then at 8:15, the White House joins us. Raj Shah will be with us on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And good morning. Let's talk about that memo. Some things we know about from the memo that we now know about the investigation. We know that the Russian dossier, obviously a political document. We know that it was opposition research that was created for the DNC and Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. They're the ones who paid for it. We know that the FBI and the DOJ knew that this was oppo research. We know that they still used it to obtain a FISA warrant, even despite knowing that it was oppo research. They used this in front of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to get that surveillance, or what did the president call it? A wiretap. Now, did any of, I think it's just a colloquial term, did anyone sneak into the building a la Watergate and break in and tap anything? No, nothing, none of that happened. But there was surveillance on the Trump campaign, specifically Carter Page. So he was the one who was the target of all of this. We know that the surveillance lasted for a year. We know that now this was done in the FISA court. There was some, as I was listening, and I'll, if you didn't hear me earlier, I did the work so you don't have to. I purposely listened to MSNBC, CNN, progressive radio stations. I did that to try to get their point of view on all of this. And one of my questions that we can ask Joe DeGeneva about this is FISA. Why did they go to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court in order to wiretap Carter Page? Obviously, the explanation is, well, they thought he was in collusion with Russia, hence the foreign aspect of this, and that's why they did that. We know that in the summer of 2016, Obama's DOJ had already opened a counterintelligence investigation into the Trump campaign. Nothing came from that, and we went on to the Carter Page investigation. Here's the thing. So this weekend on the Situation Room on CNN, their counterterrorism analyst is named Phil Mudd. He had something very interesting to say about the FBI and their reaction to the release of this memo and the information in it that was released. Listen very carefully to what he says.
There's hundreds of agents and analysts working on this investigation. It's not just Christopher Wray, the FBI director. So the FBI people, I'm going to tell you, are ticked. And they're going to be saying, I guarantee it, you think you can push us off this because you can try to intimidate the director? You better think again, Mr. President. You've been around for 13 months. We've been around since 1908. I know how this game is going to be played. We're going to win.
Does that sound like a threat?
I mean, it's like a deep state conspiracy theory fever dream. I mean, this guy comes out and was like, you know, who's in charge of the FBI here? At the end of the day, who's in charge of the FBI? The President of the United States. Like, you think you're going to get away with this? You're fired. Get out of my room. Get out of my office. Grab your boxes. Pack up your dog poop. Just get out of here. What are you kidding me? That's the position of the FBI. Something's deeply wrong then.
Well, that's
and by the way, this does not. I there are things that Trump could do that I would consider to be risible related to all of this, and this is not in any way risible. The House Intelligence Committee voted to release information to the public. That's offensive? Not in the least.
I just thought it was very telling where he said, you've been around for 13 months. We've been around since 1908.
What like,
you know
mean?
What? We know how to play this game better than you do. And we will it sounded to me as if he's saying that the FBI's attitude is going to be, we're going to destroy you, Mr. President.
Of course.
And we will take you down.
Of course that's what he's saying.
I thought that was a wild analysis. Now, Don Jr. was on with Jesse Waters on Fox. Interesting to get. I'm sure that there was a little bit of dancing in the Trump family in the White House when this memo finally came out. Here's Don Jr. talking about their reaction.
I've never seen the media more interested in not having more information in my life.
They're supposed to want information.
No, we don't want, because they're all complicit in this.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I said it on Hannity the other night. What's been great about, you know, the last year of nonsense that I've had to go through is that the only collusion that's been uncovered is that of the high-level FBI, because we do have to make the distinction between the guys at the top, the lawyers that run the FBI on the seventh floor, and the guys that do the real door-kicking and the real work on the bottom.
What do you call them? The boots and the suits?
Boots and suits. It's a big difference.
And he went on to say, there's a little bit of sweet revenge in it for me, and certainly, probably, the family. We're going to have more on this at 7:05 with Joe DeGeneva. So many unanswered questions that we're going to have with Joe. So if you have any questions, you're not going to want to miss it. 6:43 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
All right, Valentine's Day just around the corner. And what's the old go-to? You buy flowers, right? Well, how about something different? Flowers and chocolate dipped strawberries that are delivered in one beautiful package. Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries have teamed up to help you really impress your Valentine this year with their perfectly paired collection. They want you to think inside the box this Valentine's Day. This is really a one-of-a-kind gift. It's your flowers and dipped strawberries. They arrive together in a beautiful, specially designed box that will keep your flowers fresh and your berries cold. It is guaranteed. And the flowers are wrapped beautifully. I've never seen flowers wrapped this way before so that they don't bruise when they're shipped. They arrive beautiful. Now, right now, my listeners can save 20% on any one of their Perfectly Paired combinations or any other gift over $29. You just use my promo code Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R. And remember, you pick the delivery date and it is guaranteed. Customer satisfaction, number one, you get your money back if you're not satisfied. So hurry and order today. Valentine's Day is next week. There's only one way to get 20% off a Perfectly Paired gift over $29, featuring beautiful blooms from Pro Flowers and freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries together. Visit proflowers.com today. Enter my code Walter at checkout. That's proflowers.com, code Walter.
Larry O'Connor here with Renters Warehouse, the rent-a-state company. These rental pros lease and manage over 20,000 residential homes in America and hundreds right here in D.C. Are you considering the four R's of rent-a-state this year? That's retirement, relocation, right-sizing, or achieving real wealth. If so, Renters Warehouse can help you triple the value of your home as an investment property through cash flow appreciation, equity, and new tax reform savings. They'll find and warranty long-term quality tenants to pay your mortgage in just a few weeks on average. They'll collect the rent, handle the maintenance calls, deal with paperwork, and manage your property 24/7 for one low flat monthly fee. Renters Warehouse makes renting easy, fast, worry-free, and profitable while you sit back and collect the checks. Visit renterswarehouse.com for a free home rental price appointment today, or call a rent-a-state advisor to help you with the real rental math at 202-897-2822.
Find out how much your home will rent for.
6:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh boy, another one here. Military Road in Northwest. And I say another one because we've had so many accidents this morning all over the metropolitan area with the slick conditions, the black ice, waking up to definitely problematic roadways here. So on Military Road, if you're heading from, say, 14th over towards 16th Street, eventually over to Beach Drive, it is just at a standstill to try to get past 16th Street and continue beyond because of the latest crash. So with Military Road Northwest, just off of 16th Street for the accident. 16th Street is also slow. Had an accident reported Military Road and Connecticut Avenue. I'm not seeing anything really in that area, but might be another incident, so be careful as well. Now, Maryland, Interstate 95, we're really struggling in the Laurel area. Latest accident was southbound near 198. They were putting that to the shoulder, but definitely seeing those delays each direction between the ICC and 198. Had a northbound crash, also had been cleared. They had to get a crew out there to retreat the surface because of the slick conditions. West Friendship area, we still have the closure of I-70 westbound at 32. Two tractor trailers had been involved in the crash. One had caught fire. They had to call the fire trucks in. Now they need a sand crew, salt crew out there because of the icy conditions on the roadways. 270, nothing dramatic. We've got coming out of Frederick area, just a little bit of volume in Hyattstown. Again, seeing some of those brake lights in Germantown, Gaithersburg, and just allow yourself plenty of time to get where you're going this morning because, again, the roads could hit some of that black ice and incidents have been the issue. No problems right now reported on 66 coming out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably cold temperatures for us here again today. Back to more seasonable readings for Tuesday. Partly cloudy skies today with gusty northwest winds, high 37. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
Well, do you like chaos?
I love chaos.
You're probably in Philadelphia then right now. Or you could just be awaiting this next government shutdown fight. The government set to run out of money Thursday of this week. How nice. So that means Congress has to grapple with keeping the government open, kicking the can yet again down the road just for a couple weeks. There's a conversation happening on Tuesday of this week. The House is supposed to have that vote on another continuing resolution. They'd like to keep the government open for 6 weeks this time until March 23rd. I'm sure that, of course, there's like some reason for why they choose all these different various lengths of time, but it feels dumb and arbitrary. It's like 2 weeks here, 6 weeks here, 4 weeks there. Let's just keep doing that. It's driving General Mattis nuts. He went to the retreat this weekend and said that he cannot run the U.S. military on CRs. He can't. So this needs to be fixed, at least for the military. Some conversation about potentially keeping the military funded for at least the next year. And the hope is that some of those Democrats in the Senate, the moderate Democrats that they can find, are going to cross the aisle and help support a budget of that nature. House Freedom Caucus, meanwhile, wants to see better military funding as well, and wants to get some concessions in this immigration debate, which doesn't seem to be making a whole lot of progress. But Democrats showing no appetite, by the way, to actually shut the government down again, because they were so stung the last time. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, also the majority leader of the Senate, says, as we like to say in Kentucky, there's no education in the second kick of a mule.
I like
so
that.
They don't want to take another one of the head.
That's a good one. You know, they have to get a budget. When we talk budget, that also includes cutting back on your spending. That's part of a budget. And that's the part that they need to work on. That's the part I'd like to see them work on. 649 on WMAL.
Different people need to get around differently. That's why we created Free to Ride, for people just like you, or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, Reach a Ride has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at reachyouride.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. Reach a Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with Reach a Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call. Visit reachyouride.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. reachyouride.org.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. If you don't buy your windows from Thompson Creek, chances are that you will pay a middleman markup that increases the price without adding value. This is Mary Walter with some important information for you. When you think about replacement windows, think about all the costs in a typical supply chain. There are a lot of middleman markups that go into the price you pay if you go through a typical contractor. You pay the manufacturer markup, shipping costs to the building supply company markup, the sales commission for the building supply company, sales rep, the dealer markup, the sales commission for the dealer sales rep, and the installation crew. That's a lot of markups all rolled into your price. Well, Thompson Creek is different because they do it all. They design, build, and install their own windows, which are built locally in the Thompson Creek factory. Buy factory direct and save. Call 855-57-CREEK now to eliminate the middleman and save 40%. Buy one window and get one 40% off. See thompsoncreek.com for details.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
It's 6:53. It's time to see how your money is doing. Here's Stephanie Shelton at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good morning. And unfortunately, it's looking as if Wall Street will start the week right where it left off on Friday. And that's selling off. Dow futures indicating a triple-digit fall at the open. Other indices just moderately down. This after most Asian markets fell sharply and European markets are down about 1%. And they're all reacting to fears of inflation and higher interest rates. Among the stocks to watch today, Wells Fargo. It's been ordered by the Federal Reserve to replace four board members and face limits on its banking business. The Fed cites, quote, widespread consumer abuses after the extra accounts scandal. And Apple. down 10% from its record highs, now officially in correction territory. The 2018 Makers Conference begins in Los Angeles with top Hollywood and business leaders discussing the push for equal pay, women's rights, and lots more. And this is the unofficial World Nutella Day. Fans, you know who you are. Stephanie Shelton, Business News at CNBC on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Here's an idea for a vacation that's special this year. It's Chris Plant inviting you to join me on a luxurious 7-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome, August 4th on the luxurious all-suite and all-inclusive Regent Seven Seas Voyager. We'll be visiting the Croatian cities of Split and incredible Dubrovnik, Durres in Albania, the Greek island of Corfu, Sicily, and then on to Sorrento, Italy. It's a great value because included in our special all-inclusive WMAL pricing is free beverages throughout the ship. Select wine, beer, premium spirits, and soft drinks, free shore excursions, free Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities. Plus, we'll have some get-togethers, too. Join me on this trip of a lifetime. Call the travel store at 800-777-6540. That's 800-777-6540. Or log on to WMAL.com/cruise.
655 now WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, number of accidents we've had all over the area this morning, and I'm still talking about Military Road, and in fact, it looks like they're just going to close it right now. They need to treat the surface, and they tell me this crash may have 8 to 11 vehicles involved. So they're trying to assess the situation. Military Road coming westbound, they're closing that off just after 16th Street. So you won't even be able to get past 16th Street. If you're coming south on 16th Street, of course, you'll be affected as well, where I'm seeing delays already back near Aspen Street. So in that stretch of northwest, if you can't avoid or just know that there's a lot of activity military near 16th with the closure. Now, elsewhere, George Washington Parkway, new accidents going to be northbound as you pass the overlooks before you get to 123. 66. I don't have any incidents to report, just some of the volume in Fair Oaks, again, at the Beltway. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, sudden, quick delay with a crash reported at the 14th Street Bridge for our northbound 395 trek. High standing water. Now, we had a lot of rain yesterday. The drains weren't working properly. DC said they haven't confirmed it, but they've sent a crew out to retreat the surface. Southbound 295, right near Howard Road. They had that left lane they were going to block off there. And Maryland on in the West Friendship area on I-70 westbound, still closed at 32 due to the tractor-trailer accident. Eastbound side is open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sunshine for us here today. Windy and cold, especially this morning. Highs only in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, upper 20s. We're in and out of the clouds Tuesday, milder mid to upper 40s. Rain Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 34 degrees at 657. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even service brakes, do tune-ups, and more. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
All right, one of the things that makes the Super Bowl so fun, in addition to just watching the game and the halftime show, the ads. It's the one. It's one of the few events left where people are like, I'm going to sit through all of these ads and watch them. it's maybe the only thing. And so it's pretty amazing stuff. And I don't know. I mean, they were fine for the most part. I would say fine. There was a lot of, like, social justice stuff going on last night. A lot of, like, reminders that you have to be good Americans and, like, help each other and, like, grow up in a good land and et cetera, et cetera. Fine. The one, there was, like, a T-Mobile ad that was voiced by Olivia Pope. It was driving me crazy. I was like, got it. I got it. America needs to be good. Okay, thank you. Like, why did you spend millions on this?
You're a little judgy.
I am judgy. I just stop hectoring me. there was a couple of weird ones. There was also the Danny McBride Chris Hemsworth ad. It was a tourism ad for Australia, which was pretty funny because in it he was Danny McBride was playing like Crocodile Dundee's son, and like it was supposed to, it was pretending to be a movie trailer, and he's shaving with a knife, and he turns his face to look at Chris Hemsworth, and his whole face is bleeding. So that was pretty good. Then there was this Diet Coke ad. Did you see this? We've talked about these new Diet Coke Twisted ads, which is like, or Twisted cans, which are different flavors. They had this tall, skinny blonde girl dancing with a mango flavored Diet Coke. Here's the ad.
Diet Coke Twisted Mango, because
she's dancing.
That's why. Can't help it.
So she's like, you know, young girl, like, you know, millennial. And remember, the whole point of this Diet Coke, this turn on Diet Coke, is they want to appeal to millennials. The cans look like seltzer cans, practically, and they're very, you know, minimalistic. Not, this just didn't work. She was just lanky and weird and awkward. It didn't sell Diet Coke to me. And I saw a lot of people complaining about it yesterday.
Was she supposed to be awkward? Is that part of the point of it's Twisted?
I think so.
That was part of the whole thing. Did you just miss the point?
Didn't work very well. And then there's this from Tide. Listen to this. They reimagined the Old Spice guy from years ago on the horse.
Hello again, ladies.
Hello.
Is your man the kind of man who would climb the height?
Camera pulls back. Two dudes on a horse.
I'm
white pants.
Nice pants.
Get off my horse.
Ty did a great job. Tide is my victor. They clean things up.
Coming up on WMAR.
Let's see. Oh, Joe DiGenova, the guy we've been waiting to talk to all weekend. He'll be joining us here on Mornings on the Mall to break down dun-dun-dun the memo.
And speaking of Super Bowl ads, there is actually an ad guru, and we got him, Tim Burke. He'll tell us all about him. It's 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Black ice is making a monster out of this morning's rush. The latest crash in Northwest D.C. Let's get the latest from Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
John, crews have been extremely busy this morning, and this latest incident, they're still trying to assess the situation as they arrive on the scene here at 16th Street Military Road, right in that vicinity. They say upwards of 8 to 11 vehicles involved. I'll give you more details coming up in traffic, but the closure is definitely going to be in place. Coming up next.
Must be nice to sleep in after the Super Bowl. Most school systems are delayed, and two are even closed this morning due to the overnight ice. Here's the latest. These school systems are closed in Northern Virginia. Loudoun and Fauquier County schools are closed. Those are changes. These schools opening 2 hours late. Fredericksburg, Prince William, Spotsylvania, and Stafford County schools in Virginia. In Maryland, these all opening 2 hours late. Anne Arundel, Calvert, Carroll, Charles, Frederick, Howard, Montgomery, and Prince George's County schools all opening 2 hours late. Stay tuned in case of any other changes. You can also get the complete list at WMAL.com. What a crazy night in Minneapolis.
Zeros on the clock. It's over. The Eagles have beaten the New England Patriots 41-33 in Super Bowl 52.
Kevin Harlan with the call on Westwood One as the Eagles win their first Vince Lombardi trophy in the wildest Super Bowl ever, one that smashed the record books on offense and made Nick Foles, a backup quarterback, its MVP.
You never really know what it's going to be like when you're going to a Super Bowl. I've never been here before, so there are normal nerves. You got butterflies. I mean, it's a big game. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than this.
Foles threw for three touchdowns and caught another. The streets of Philadelphia were packed with fans after the game. Most were there to cheer, but there were reports of smash windows, a car flipped over, a gas station looted, and then this. That's the sound of an awning outside the Ritz-Carlton Hotel collapsing after fans climbed on top of it during the celebration. At least a dozen people went down. No word of injuries there. It looks like we're not done talking yet about memos. It's just that the conversation has shifted across the aisle.
There's a push to release the Democratic response to the controversial Republican memo on the Russia investigation released last week. Even some members of the GOP, like Representative Brad Wenstrup, are on board.
If they want to vet it, I'm all in favor of bringing it. I want to shed light on all of this.
If the committee votes in favor of putting out the memo, the issue then goes to President Trump. He would have 5 days to make a decision on the release. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The National Philharmonic Orchestra says its rent at its home base, the Strathmore Arts Center in Bethesda, is getting to be unaffordable.
The National Philharmonic isn't performing as often at Strathmore because the rent is eating into its profits, according to a quarterly review of the orchestra filed with Montgomery County. County Councilor George Leventhal says they need to look at the affordability of the rent at Strathmore.
We want Strathmore to thrive, but if the rents are meaning that arts organizations aren't able to sustain themselves, then that's a problem.
A county committee is discussing the orchestra's finances today as part of a quarterly review started after the county supplemented the orchestra's budget 2 years ago. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens at 25,521, the NASDAQ at 72,41. In sports, the Caps fall to Las Vegas. The Maryland men and the Maryland women both win in college hoops. WMAL News Time, 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Join me this summer for the trip of a lifetime on an incredible 7-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome on board the ultra-luxurious Regent Seven Seas Voyager. Details at WMAL.com/cruise.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these individuals a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family, and we strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, whether it's taking a small pill to feel relaxed or sleeping through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry services range from comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry to teeth in a day. Whether it's a single tooth or full mouth reconstruction, these implants are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. We can also tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations.